Okay,
so you were saying that you were saying something about no corporation tells you guys what to report.
That's correct.
Who does though?
Nobody does.
Then how do you decide?
Then shouldn't it be the people? Let me ask you some questions. Shouldn't it be the people? You're
saying, what do you think? We don't have dogs that produce the news.
Wait.
We have people.
Victoria, wait. Who does? Who decides?
Well, we have a producer, an executive producer, people like myself who do the reports.
Okay.
We all get together. We look at what's going on in the world today.
But you don't really look at what's going on in the world. You look at what Reuters sends you, brother.
No, stop. We don't. We don't use Reuters, and Reuters happens to be Reuters.
Reuters, okay. Excuse me, but I'm saying, but there's something.
Okay. And first of all, we don't use Reuters.
But
let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. I do a local newscast. Do you understand local? L-O-C-A-L. Not national, local. Southern California.
Okay, so it's you.
You know, if I were a network person, you could talk to me about network news.
Wait, let me ask you. So where do you guys get a headcount number for whatever protest?
Ratings. Oh, you mean where our viewers or what?
No. For something that you cover, let's say tonight.
I said 250 people approximately. That's what I got from the organizers. No, it's what I got from your people. So I just pass on what your people tell me. And your people tell me that they expect to get 200,000 people. In Washington, San Francisco, add them up to 250,000.
I don't know, but this is almost bordering on something I'm not comfortable with. So can we go?
Yeah, you really should.
I want to thank you for being here.
And okay, great.
You
should get on the bus. You keep saying you're going to get on it. You should go. Okay.
I used to work for a newspaper, and you know, I don't buy the whole.
Would like to see certain things on, but. Thank you for being here.
No problem.
This is very passionate people here, as you can see.
I love to talk to passionate people, but I'd like to talk to educators passionate people that at least know something about what they're talking about.
I know, they know how to say words.
No.
I know you're, and it's something like the Hawaiian thing.
But the problem is, they read a little bit and they think they've got an infinite amount of knowledge about something they know nothing about.
Can we watch more NBC and then become informed?
No.
No. Look at everything.
You want to become informed?
I mean, I'm not a political.
You see what I do.
I'm a pre-med.
I tell you what I do. Okay, what I do is if I really want to get informed, I do two things. A, I love to listen to public radio. I listen to them because what they can do is they can give you stories that are longer in depth than NPR is about the only place you can get that. So I do that. The other thing is I read a lot of newspapers. And if you just subscribe to the LA Times, you're not going to get it. You got to take a nice little sample of papers. And between that, you'll be just fine. And all TV does, and all because we don't have enough time, we just cover local stuff, and we cover it. We don't go into a great amount of detail because we don't have the time.
Right.
Well, at least you covered it.
I mean, I would like... Geez, if they would give us 5 hours, we'd do a hell of a job. But we work with what we've given.
No, we're driving it with us, gentlemen.
I know, we're driving on it. We're like, that's just... Right. He's giving it a bad name, right?
And that's not what you need. I'm glad that you guys are here. There should be more people here.
No, more the better. Let's get the news out.
It'll be on tomorrow.
Well,
there's people up in San Francisco.
People are not always nice. Most common denominator is not local. Thank you so much.
You got it.